uneducated humor.
Over in the his heels!
Who the fuck are these guys?
Hey! Who the fuck are you? Huh? Who the fuck are you?
I think that you are physically repulsive, intellectually retarded, you're morally reprehensible, vulgar, insensitive, selfish, stupid. You have no taste, a lousy sense of humor, and who's not?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
What's up, everybody? It's your daddy, Chance.
And this is Arnold.
Arnold.
How dare you, sir?
We're back from the dead, happy.
Where the fuck you been at, Chance?
I've been all around the world, bro.
Stop lying. You're in fucking Mexico watching donkey shows.
No. I've never seen a donkey show.
Are you tempted to?
What is a donkey show?
Girl fucks a donkey.
That's gross. I don't want to see that.
That's what my lady says. She says, I feel like I'm fucking a big donkey with your big old fat dick.
Oh, because she saw your face?
How dare you,
you look like a donkey.
So you're a jackass. That's
you look like a jackass.
That's because I am.
No, we've been a bit of a hiatus. I've been in Mexico, living that cartel life. Not really.
You all about that life?
All about that fucking guns and drugs. Nah, man. Mexico's awesome. You guys should go visit, especially if you're a tourist. Just watch your step. Don't go adventuring where you're not supposed to go. It's a little dangerous spots everywhere.
Too many spots over there. Yeah. So, a lot has gone on since we last recorded.
Lay it on me.
Easter happened.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do for Easter?
For Easter, what did I do for Easter?
Didn't you come here? Like a big old fucking pool party here?
Yeah. I came over. It wasn't a big old... You're making it sound cooler than it was.
You know what, dude? Because since you've been gone, like, there's been, like, kind of several little gatherings here. Mm-hmm. And you know that we live with fucking Swole Patrol, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody that surrounds him, it's all about the Swole Patrol life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
Swole life.
Yeah.
In their ass.
Yeah. So for Swole Patrol's fucking birthday, they had him a little something here. Fucking had a house full of fucking meatheads and girls that are like, you know, in shape and shit, yeah, growing up, huh?
Good looking girls, dude.
I
want to say the ugliest one was pretty.
I got drunk that night. I'll tell you the one thing. This is the only time I truly felt out of place.
Why? Because there's too many meatheads.
Everybody was walking in with fucking
six packs.
You
fucking feel like a god, bro. Huh? All these guys that look like statues and they're in shape and this and that. Uh-huh. Tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong. I'm not saying all of them, but the majority of them were dumb as rocks.
Yeah.
I fucking feel like my brain is much superior than theirs.
Now,
of course, they could go to the gym and fucking work out and they have awesome bodies. But
and then they show up with their girlfriend and you're like, shit.
Yeah, they have like a hot girlfriend, but they don't even like each other. They don't even talk or anything. They're both like gym rats, but they don't even talk.
Yeah, they're a little weird.
Fucking lemurs. All the girls were paying attention. All the losers like me and you, they were making them laugh.
Yeah. I had a ball that night, dude. I got shit faced. It was making people.
And then
laugh.
You see, it's weird. Then you see like this big buff guy over there, all pissed because his girlfriend's talking to a fat guy. It's like weird. I don't know why. It's weird.
So there was one party here that you weren't here. Okay. It was for Soul Patrol's birthday. Uh huh. And everybody starts coming in, and everybody knows everybody. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, how do you guys know each other? They're like, oh, you know, we all go to the gym, and they're like, you know, we go to LA Fitness. And one of the girls goes, what gym do you go to? And I was like, I'm like the fattest one here. I don't go to no gym.
Yeah.
I was like, where the fuck's my chubby buddy at? I wish my chubby buddy was here. I felt out of place. Dude.
Oh, you needed me to make you look skinny?
No, I just needed somebody to like make fun of them with. Because I'm older.
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, she's like, hey, Arnold, what gym do you go to? And you point at me, he doesn't go to the gym.
Well, look at him.
Look at him. Ask him what gym he goes to. Jim's Burgers.
Started talking to shit about you.
That's the only reason why you wanted me there, to put me down and make you look better.
Huh?
That's why you wanted me there.
No, I never
fucking... like, I'm hands down the fattest person here until Chen shows up.
Yeah, I was like, where's my chubby buddy?
Where the fuck is the guy that's fatter than me?
Must stay close to me the whole night.
Then you'd be like, look, he's the fat one. When really, you're the hands down the fattest person here until
Well, now I'm skinnier and handsomer,
right? Now I'm the skinny one.
Yeah, so she goes, what gym do you go to? And I was like,
what? Fuck you!
I don't go to no fucking gym.
She was hot, dude. I'm sure you didn't say that.
No, no. I didn't say that. Of course not. I just got like, what?
What? You got insecure? What?
I then just grabbed my chicken wings and just walked away.
She's all like, all right, bye, fat boy.
And then some girl fucking laughed at my name, fucking twathead.
Yeah, well, your name is fucking Arnold. I would laugh too.
Yeah, I was like, she thought that was funny. Like, she
so fucking... what's your name, Arnold? Is that real?
No, she goes, really? And I was like, what the fuck are you laughing at? Yeah, that's my name.
You're the only Arnold I know.
I feel special.
Mm. Besides the cartoon guy.
Besides the cartoon... Hey, Arnold?
Yeah.
Man, fuck you guys. I either got teased for my last name, which is Melendez, right? Mm-hmm. And people go, right? Oh, are you related to the Menendez brothers? I was like, you're a...
Okay.
That's not even close.
You're fucking full of shit, because you're too young for that.
No.
The whole Menendez thing was going down when we were, like, starting elementary.
Yeah, and I got teased for elementary. And then fucking Hey Arnold came out.
Okay, I believe the Hey Arnold thing, not the Menendez. You're fucking 6 or 7. Nobody cares about that. Now, Hey Arnold? No. Hey Arnold was
the constantly got teased because of the Menendez brothers.
Nah, I don't know.
Really? You're going to tell me whether I got teased or not?
Gibberish.
I don't believe you. No, I did.
Like, now, the Hey Arnold, I would have fucking gone off on you.
Did you kill your parents? Hey Arnold.
That's stupid. Are you related to the Hey Arnold?
I would have been like,
what? Fuck you!
Because his head looks like your nose, Hey Arnold.
That's fucked up. Where else was it going to go?
You brought up Easter.
So Easter. What did you do for Easter?
You just fucking told me. Did I came over. Dumbass.
I forgot. So, would you say you had a pretty good Easter day?
No.
Why not?
The fuck, I didn't do anything special.
You hung out here.
Fuck you. I fucking hang out here.
I can tell you who had a worser fucking...
Who had a worse error? Who had the terrible Easter?
Who had a worse fucking... what is it? Easter Sunday. This guy's skydiving. Did you hear about this?
I've heard, I think maybe.
This guy's skydiving... what was it? The paraglider things? The
wings he's wearing that wingsuit. The thing where they jump out of a plane and they wear... It's like the flying squirrel suit.
Yeah.
Where they could travel and, like, fly distances while they're falling. So it's like a Buzz Lightyear would say, falling with grace.
So something happened at where 100
miles an hour.
So something happened where his parachute didn't open. Mm-hmm. He lands in the middle of someone's fucking Easter egg hunt. Yeah, they actually have audio from there.
Wait, okay, go play your audio.
Yeah, hang on. This is from YouTube.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
Oh, fuck!
You're such a dumbass. So, you're looking for fucking Easter eggs, and you get fucking blindsided by, like, a speeding bullet human.
Oh, man. You can imagine little fucking kids fucking
terror. What I'm trying to figure out is, because there's two ways he fell out of the sky. Uh-huh. One is straight down, just fell on top of something. Or if he had the squirrel suit, he was flying like Superman.
Right.
Oh, so he just like, boom, just hit the garage?
I don't know.
Or did he come down, boom, just land on all the tables?
Well, according to that story, he just landed like in someone's yard.
He just fell straight down.
Yeah, into someone's yard.
Oh, man. Well, at least he died right away.
I don't.
I'm sure he died right away.
You're like, oh, there's an egg underneath me.
I found the golden egg with the $5.
The kids are all pushing him to get the hidden egg.
Oh, you motherfucker, you got the $5?
Hey, did you hear about the Easter eggs that had racial slurs in the... You didn't hear about that?
No, why would I hear that?
Oh, fuck. I wish I had that story available. I don't know where the eggs were at, but these people were going Easter egg hunting. You know how usually it's a plastic one and there's usually money or candy and shit? Well, this one had like a bunch of like racial slurs. Mm-hmm. Which is,
that's fucking stupid, Arnold.
Why is this? I didn't make it up. That happened.
That's dumb. You're supposed to look for eggs. If you're an adult and you're looking for eggs, the only way you won't look stupid is if like there's prizes inside. Like it's an actual competition. Why am I dumb? The fucking racial slurs, that's dumb.
That's hilarious. I thought that was funny. That's
dumb. Me personally, like, I have a small family, so we don't really, like, celebrate Easter. It's not like Easter just means barbecue time.
Right.
But I remember the first time as an adult, I went to a friend's family who...
Oh, too much information this year, man.
Who actually celebrate every holiday, right? Uh-huh. So they make a big, like, block party thing for everything. And they had like hundreds of eggs, dude. And they're like, "All right, go. You guys go hide, and we'll put eggs out." Dude, they had eggs everywhere, and then inside of all the eggs were like a bunch of confetti. And I'm like, why are we getting all these eggs? So I'm the dumbass that's not getting eggs, right? Because I think this is stupid, right? So guess what they do?
What?
They fucking grab the eggs and break them and throw them at you with all the confetti.
Yeah?
So everybody, it was like 10 people. They all had like 30 eggs, and I didn't have any. So guess who got bombed on?
You?
Me. I got hit with like 100 eggs, dude. I got cut up. Because when you crush an eggshell and you throw it... and you throw it, it's like throwing little rocks, dude. You gotta hurt people.
Yeah. So, speaking of racial slurs, you heard the whole thing with Donald Sterling, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's why you don't say racial shit to your side chick, dude.
What? Come on. You're listening to sports news now?
Huh?
That was a sports news first.
I fucking heard it on stupid ass TMZ.
It was TMZ Sports. Get it right.
Fucking cocksucker. I hate that fucking thing.
What do you think, bro? You think it's right that everybody's making a big deal out of it when his rights were violated?
Oh, whoa.
His rights were violated. This bitch recorded him without knowing how she was going to use it.
Supposedly she's an archivist.
Well, supposedly he gave her permission to record him. But he's an old man. He's going to die tomorrow, maybe.
Hopefully.
But, like, you think it's cool? Like, this guy got set up, like, hard.
Yeah. First of all, fuck that girl. And second of all, fuck him, too.
Yeah.
Fuck both of them.
Yeah.
They're both just really shitty people. And
I hate how, the one thing that gets on my nerves is how all these, like, media people, like reporters, sports reporters, all of a sudden they feel that it's their duty to fucking have a comment ready for, what do you think about Donald Sterling and this and that? Like, really, like, it's my responsibility as a media personality to fucking tell my opinion, and I think it's despicable, and he is a racist, and he deserves all the bad things that come to him. It's like, really, like, you have to put, I know they have to fill time on TV, but it's like, all right, you guys, like, he's a fucking asshole, like, stop getting him more famous, like, just find him and get him the fuck out of here.
You know, for me, has he apologized?
No, man, he's not gonna fucking apologize.
See, and that's, and I kind of feel like I don't want him to.
No, nobody does.
Like, just, like, I would, like, I'm more happier that he just, like, yeah, fuck it, I said it.
And he's an old man. Wither
out and die, yeah.
He's an old fucking man. He's not going to apologize. He's rich as fuck.
Yeah.
Him having to pay money is not going to bother him. He's still going to have a bunch of bitches that are going to touch his dick. He doesn't fucking care, dude.
You know why I really don't like that fucking girl?
Why?
Because she is an attention whore. Did you hear she went to the Grove with that stupid fucking face mask? The
fucking, a Daft Punk face mask.
She looks like a fucking typical girl. Like, who the fuck's gonna notice her? She's
half Mexican, half black. She looks kind of weird. She kind of looks Filipino.
Yeah, I thought she was Filipino.
Yeah.
But, like, it's like,
look, she was an attractive girl for a regular girl, for a regular guy. Mm-hmm. But for a fucking rich guy, she's fucking ugly, dude.
Which one?
The Donald Sterling chick. Whatever her name is.
Yeah.
They're saying, well, like, I mean, really, he couldn't get a hotter girl?
Uh-huh.
He really couldn't find a hotter girl.
For an old man?
For an old man, it's fine, but he's a fucking billionaire.
Yeah.
He fucking should have gotten into fucking Miss Venezuela or Miss fucking Peru or something, like a fucking dime.
There's no hot girls in Peru.
There's no hot girls in Peru.
There's no hot girls in Peru.
None.
Whatsoever. No.
Never.
No.
You're fucking stupid.
What?
There's no, all right, everybody, it's uneducatedhumor@gmail.com. If you know any hot Peruvian girls, send them their pictures. And if you're a hot Peruvian girl, email Arnold so he can fuck off.
Who's in the fucking?
Hey, I'm trying here. I'm trying to get Peruvian girls to listen to us.
Dude, nobody in Peru listens to us. Then no. What is this podcast?
I you know say I.
Would I get papers if I listen to it?
Maybe.
So, fuck that girl, dude. She's, like I said, she's a fucking shitty person, dude.
She's a shitty person.
Bitch got no class.
No class at all, dude.
Yeah.
And he's a dickhead. And They're just going to take his team. He's going to make over $1 billion selling them.
If you ever became famous and you get, like, somebody, like, wrote down or, you know, just caught you up in the same situation.
Saying racist shit.
Huh?
Saying racist shit.
Yeah. I say racist shit all the time.
Right, man. All of us do.
Huh?
Everybody does.
I say racist shit on a daily basis.
You say racist shit on this podcast, so do I.
So, yeah, I kind of did something that was, I don't know if it's racist or not. Maybe it is.
I'll be the judge.
So, I was on Twitter, and I was just looking up, like, random tweets and shit, and the ones that always made me laugh were the black tweets.
The black people tweets, or the jokes about black people?
No, just black people tweeting.
Okay.
And there's this one dude that I follow specifically. His name is Christian X, or X Christian. I forget off the top of my head. He would tweet the most random fucking shit ever. And I wanted to do, like, a little segment just based on his tweets alone.
Okay.
And I just want to sample it to you and see what you think.
All right, shoot it.
All right, hang on.
And now a random tweet from a black dude. My dick be two colors. And that was a random tweet from a black dude.
My dick be two colors?
That was his tweet. Let's see what Snoop Dogg thinks about that.
You bitch ass chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, racist piece of shit. That's fuck you.
Harsh. Hey, that's a little hard.
My dick be three colors.
It's so, all yeah.
Rastafarian.
So what I wanted to do is just collect a bunch of, like, you know, black tweets and then just do a little.
Why would his dick be two colors?
Is your dick not two colors?
No.
My dick's like four colors.
Fucking brown, caca brown, dirty brown.
Pretty much. White where the head's at from all the smegma. Oh, that's funny.
That's disgusting.
What?
Oh, the cotija.
Huh?
What do you call it, cotija?
The cotija cheese.
That's all you got?
What, as far as that?
Yeah. You don't have any more tweets from him?
No, well, because that's the only one I had time to do. So, yeah, but I'm going to... Fuck, did I delete that shit? So, yeah, cotija cheese.
Let me smell your dick.
Now, you know how you said that? You'd be fucking happy if I started archiving my little
sound. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of found three of them.
That's it?
I found three.
Okay.
Ooh, that reminds me of a little penis. There's that.
That's good.
Putting balls deep in my mouth. And then this is kind of my favorite. Dude, I need your balls deep in my butt right now.
However you put it, you need somebody balls deep in your body.
Yeah, I need balls deep in my butt.
Now use it. Use it like a bunch of times.
I will.
Like right now.
Right now? Okay, hang on. Fuck, dude, this thing's all out of whack right now. Okay, here.
Man, I wish I had your dick in my butt.
Dude, I need your balls deep in my butt right now. I was going to do a fucking whole clip show just us talking dirty to each other.
That's gross. It's all gay talk with uneducated humor.
Yeah. Oh, so, I've been getting out a little bit, dude. It's been a long time since I've ever went clubbing. I know it's like completely jumped subjects.
That's fine. I'm digging it.
I started going out again. Not going out, but I mean, I went out with Mark and 12 Patrol. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, let's go shoot some pool. And I was like, fuck it, dude. I'm all stressed out, dude. I need to get out of the house a little bit. So I'm expecting to go to like a billard / lounge and everything. A pool, right? Hall. Yeah. Because I've been to that place before, and they actually have pool tables in there. Now we get in there, there's no pool tables, and it's like a full on fucking club.
Okay.
And I forgot how much fucking fun places like that can be, but for the wrong reasons.
What?
Like, because I don't go in there to, like, I don't go in there to go try to pick up on girls. Like, my first thing is, like, I start people watching. Mm-hmm. Do you ever do that? Just sit there?
Well, yeah, and fucking, if you see someone weird looking, you want to see what, you want to study them and learn their habits.
Oh my god, dude, the fucking girls in there, dude, like, were like ghetto of the ghetto.
Fat girl, little titties.
There's several fat girls in there. One looked like a busted can of Play-Doh. But there's this there was this one girl to the far left of the place, right? And she's one of those girls that's drunk and is just dying for her fucking attention. So she's doing like all the nastiest shit to like try to like
dancing all provocative.
Yeah, there's black dudes in there, so
she's all like, if nobody's down, these black guys are down for my fat ass.
Yeah, you know. That's not racist. That's just a fact.
That's black a dude, fact.
Black dudes like
it's proven in science.
Even gay men, you know.
What
you said that one black dude hit on you.
Oh yeah, fucking black guy hit on me.
So chunky
asshole.
So she's wearing like a mini skirt, right? Mm-hmm. And she does this thing where she's like dancing, like moving her boobs and shit, and looking around, and nobody's paying attention to her. And like fucking Back That Ass Up came on. Mm-hmm. She turns around and she goes all the way down. And kudos to this fat girl, dude, because like she went all the way down and her butt cheeks were just like there. Like I could have sworn I saw her butthole. I'm not even kidding. And she was just like, doo doo doo. And I was like, wow.
She was
like,
twerking or fat girl twerking? She's moving her fat.
She just moved a little bit and the fucking rest of her fat ass has moved.
Okay.
So there's that girl. You got that girl being a fucking cochina. And then to the middle, there's like this little island where it's like a tree that comes up like that. And then it has like a little high platform. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the girls have their drinks and purses and shit right there. And there's four like fucking raunchy fucking girls like just sitting there facing towards the island. And they're just like, how do you call it? Dropping it low. Mm-hmm. But they stood down there for like a long time. And I was like, these are fucking fat, chunky girls. And I was like, for them to be down there that long, they're like, oh, my thighs are burning. But I'm dying for attention.
Nothing but burn.
Yeah, let's burn their fucking thighs. Mm-hmm. And then there's a girl behind us, skinny girl, looked like she was with like some coke lord that was in there, wearing a mini skirt. And she's doing the thing where she's like, you know, kind of grinding on them and kind of going low. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that we see like black panties, because I'm not alive. Took a look. turns out, wasn't black panties.
Those are muff.
Those are big old muff. It was a big old bearded clam. And everybody at the table, that I was sitting at the table with, they're like, dude. And I was like, is that underwear? They're like, no, that's like her fucking Velcro bush.
Wait, was it just them two?
Yeah. They're just dancing at the bar.
There wasn't anybody with them who would be like, hey, put your hairy muff away.
Yeah, put your fucking hairy clam away. And
wait, okay, stop. Let me guess what you started doing.
What?
You fucking started staring, and you said, don't wait. Started staring, you're like, oh, look, she has black underwear. That's fucking hot. And your other friend's like, I don't think so. And you're like, oh, shit, she's not wearing any underwear.
Pretty much. Stop
laughing. Is that what happened?
But it wasn't me that said it. It was actually one of the girls that was there with us that was just hanging out with us.
Yeah, that bitch isn't wearing underwear.
No, they were cracking out. They're like, dude, look. And I was like, she's either wearing cross-stitch panties because there's a little lippage on there, or that's a full-on fucking hairy, big Montana muff. Ew.
Were you laughing your ass off?
I was laughing, dude.
Yeah, your fucking ass could not contain himself, I bet.
Dude, so, like, I was just getting a kick, just, like, fucking checking out the whole room. There was some fat girl dancing like a wounded hippo and shit. Like, she did this little staggery, and then she, like, and I was like, she looked like a hippo that just got tranquilized. Yeah. I had fun.
So, what, did you get her number, or what?
No. Hell no.
Why not, man? She was down.
I was with Soul Patrol. They're like, dude, these girls are all ugly. And I was like, yeah.
These girls are greasy and gross.
Yeah.
They were sluts, though.
Yeah, they were dying for some attention.
If you would have been more by yourself, you would have done it.
No.
Look me in the eye and tell me you wouldn't have done it.
I wasn't wearing my nice pants, bro.
You're fucking stupid. You would have done it, man. Especially, like, skanky girls, you would have done it.
Hmm? Why? Why do you say that?
Because they're skanks.
You think I'm a skanky guy?
No, anybody would have done it. If they're by themselves. Because, like, if you're with your boys and they'll be like, ew. Because they would do it, too, if they were by themselves.
There's pretty girls in there, but I couldn't help but to look at
the ugly ones.
Yeah, dude, because I could not stop fucking laughing.
They're probably more entertaining, acting a fool, fucking with their muff out and their flat asses everywhere.
Yeah, dude, so, yeah, it was just pure comedy. And I think there were trannies in there.
Huh. Well, that place isn't known for trannies, so.
It's not?
No, for regular people.
Well, there was two fucking ugly looking chicks in there that look like dudes.
They're probably chicks, bro.
I know. It's probably be mean, huh?
You're like, you're not going to talk to me? You're a tranny.
What the fuck? I get all butthurt because they don't talk to me.
You're a tranny.
Well, you don't know who I am? I'm fucking Big Dick Arnold. Drop my dick.
And then they drop their dick on top of you.
Bro, how you doing?
You're like, oh, shit. This chick has a bigger dick than me.
Oh, man. Okay. Would you bone a girl that used to be a guy?
Oh, man. Just asking me like that?
Yeah.
No lead up or anything?
That was the lead up. I told made out that whole story just asking this.
No, man.
No?
Like, she has like a vagina, a man-made vagina?
Yeah.
And she's a girl, legally.
I guess. I'm really curious to see what it looks like down there. I bet you it looks like a fucking
mess. If I knew that she used to be a man, then I say no.
The what?
If I knew that she used to be a man, then I say no.
What if like you do it and then you find out like
are you later?
Yeah.
Well, then I was duped.
Then you were duped?
Yeah.
You know what I do?
Fuck her right in her pussy.
The man-made pussy.
The he pussy.
Scalp. No, dude. If I was lied to or duped and made to believe that it was a woman and she had a vagina, then, you know, I'm an innocent victim.
You're an innocent victim?
Mm-hmm.
Would you be mad or you'd be like, nah, fuck it?
I would be pretty upset.
Would you tell me?
Huh?
Would you tell me?
I don't know, man. If it was just like a booty call or just like a chick I just tapped her once or twice, I probably wouldn't tell you. But like, let's say it's a chick that like I had a relationship with like a couple months and was my girlfriend and this and that. And then she's like, hey, the reason why I don't have any pictures of myself from like 3, 4, 5 years ago is because I used to be a dude. And then that would have been like,
let me smell your dick.
And then she would be like, I don't have one anymore. Remember? And then it would have been like,
I sort of have a boner.
Yeah, if I was duped and it looked like a girl. You see these shows on TV, Maury. They have these like tranny competitions. Everybody gets them wrong.
Yeah.
These fucking trannies look like fucking girls. But they're all guys though.
It'll happen, bro.
Why? Are you going to set it up or what?
What?
You're going to fucking set me up or what?
Yeah, I'm like, hey, Chance, this is my friend.
And I know it's a setup from the beginning because you're literally handing off a vagina to me. I'll be like, what? This is a setup. It's too good to be true. Bye.
But, man, I already wore her out, bro. You can have her.
My boner pill's gone. You could take it.
Yeah.
Fuck that, bro. Why? Would you?
Then you can take her back to the hotel.
Surprise, motherfucker.
She whips her dick out.
Would you?
Would I what?
Would you fuck a girl that used to be a man? She has no penis.
No. If I knew it, no. I would ask to see it. I'm kind of curious.
No, well, you didn't know.
Huh?
You bone her and it's a chick and everything's cool. Then like a couple weeks later, she's like, hey, I know we're close, but I need to tell you something.
Surprise, motherfucker.
What do you do? What if you really like this chick?
What if
you think you're falling for her? Because she's awesome. She's hot. She's like a guy. She likes sports.
She's like a guy.
And this and that. She's like one of the guys and this and that. And then she ends up being the guy for reals.
Yeah, I can do it.
You still cut it?
Nah.
Not even?
I know. I mean, like you said, you said if I already did bang her?
Yeah, and you're like awesome. You're like the perfect couple. You guys could lay in bed naked and watch fucking the Dodgers and... She loves it.
Hey, if she likes the Dodgers and she's into sports, she's not my kind of girl.
She fucking loves underground hip-hop, and she's all about it.
What else?
And she loves Jack Daniels, and she fucking... Her feet are fucked up. And she's embarrassed about it, and she has a big nose, and she likes being messy a lot. So, would you be down for her?
I don't want to fucking date somebody like me. Dickhead.
Hey, man. I was trying to set you up, find you the perfect tranny.
What the fuck, perfect tranny? I'm not going to bang a tranny on purpose.
I'm not going to tell you. It's a setup, remember.
I'm going to set you up one of these days.
With a tranny?
I'm just going to set you up randomly. You're not
going to
know.
And then you're going to set me up with this good-looking girl, and then you're going to be like, remember what I said? Only I know if it's a tranny or not. And I'll be like, fuck you, Arnold.
I'm going to wait till you fall in love with her.
And then you're going to tell me it's a tranny?
Yeah.
You're a dick. What are you butting in other people's lives for?
Huh?
You're a dick. Don't butt in other people's lives.
What?
You have to let the tranny tell me.
It's going to be in the background.
One of my gay coworkers, he had a fucking bad habit of like getting internet phone numbers and calling people.
And what?
And calling you. He would call your cell phone with a fake number. So like a Minnesota number or a Florida number.
Was he prank calling?
Yeah, he was prank calling. But he would give you a girl's voice. He was really good at talking like a girl. Like he would
tell him to call me and talk dirty to me. He told me to talk dirty to me.
You look. Alright. Alright.
You tell him?
I'm gonna tell him.
Can I record it?
Oh, see, now you have to plan. That's planning it out. Mm. If I'm ever hanging out with him, I'll tell him to call you and talk dirty to you, but it's going to be like a random time. He's going to give you a girl's name, a fake girl voice, and he's going to... He's gay. He's been around
the ring. Oh, he's gay?
He's gay.
When I find out that he's a dude, then... Dude, I need your balls deep in my butt right now.
he's an awesome guy. He's funny.
Or balls deep in my mouth.
Well, he used to call all the guys at work and give a fake name, like, give me a girl's name.
Why am I blanking?
Because you don't want to say a name.
Christina.
Okay. So he'll come and be like, hi, this is Christina. But in the girl voice, like, hey, this is Christina.
Do your girl voice. I want to hear your girl's voice. Come on. Girl voice. Why not?
It's a high pitch. It's a higher pitch than it is right now.
I'll try to do your girl's voice.
Do a girl's voice.
Hey, Chen Cheese.
I should be like, hey, hi, is this Arnold? And they'll be like, yeah. Oh, hey, it's Christina. We met, and then I would tell them one of your local. We met at the gym, and you'd be like, no, we didn't.
Bullshit.
You're fucking bullshit. No, I mean Jim's Burgers. Oh, okay.
I'm like, no, okay. I don't go to gym.
So like, and it should be like a misconnection. Like, oh, you were ordering a cheeseburger, and I was here.
You're losing me.
And then you're like, oh, okay. She's all like, oh, I thought you were hot, this and that. You're like, oh, yeah, easy money. This girl's calling me.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to just talk to you, and then at the end she'll be like, what up, motherfucker? It's a fucking guy.
Surprise, motherfucker.
You want me to get him to call you one of these days?
Yeah, I'm curious.
All right.
I'm going to know it's him, though.
No.
No. I don't hit on girls, dude, so...
You don't hit on girls?
Girls hit on me.
What did I say
that's
the other day?
That's real talk right there, man.
What did I say the other day?
I don't know.
You carry yourself like you're the Mac Daddy.
Look, I'm a 4.
Big fucking Mac Daddy right here.
I'm a 4, but I walk around like I'm a 10. You're not gonna say anything?
You hear that silence?
You're not gonna say anything?
You're fucking dumb. That's what that says.
You know why I walk around like I'm a 10?
Why?
Because I haven't zipped my pants? That's why.
That's why.
That's why.
That's 6 points.
Why is it 6 points?
You're a 4 to a 10.
Yeah.
You're terrible.
Why am I terrible?
If you think your dick is 6 points, then you're 6 points, period.
So I'm a 6?
Yeah, you're not even a 4.
All right. That puts me above average. Sweet.
You're terrible, dude. You're the big Mac Daddy that says he's a Mac Daddy, but...
What? Fuck you. You know, I actually have a clip for that.
What? Fuck you!
To really emphasize what I just said.
So yeah, dude. You're not down for TSs and neither am I.
I never said that.
You're fucking stupid. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about weird news. Or no. Wait, you're going to do something about Bitches Be Crazy?
No, I don't have the stories ready.
Okay.
Way to set that up for a fail.
All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
Word.
I can't feel the left side of my face. Stressful thoughts have been replaced with Henny and Coke and Jaeger, man. Jackie told me pump my brakes. I told him pass me something to pop. Told me not to smoke my weed. I should listen. Grabbing models by the arm. I tell them to fuck with me, man. They don't even trip on my aggression. They just slowly take my hand. Then they open up and say, do you want to play with me? I say, baby, I'm all about it. My hotel is down the street. This is kinda how it is when you living young and fast. Management is playing loud, bitches dancing, shaking ass. Zuli try and pass the blunt. I told him and I might have to pass. Cause if I decide to smoke it, I will throw to Nina Land. But my man, is that so bad? Different from reality. I try and tell my nigga man whiskey. Hope my mom ain't mad at me. My lifestyle is a wildlife of style. And my brain on drugs. I won't stop until I'm numb. Telling myself the night is young.
Stupid cocks. You feel professional now? You have your stack of papers in front of you? Feel like a news reporter?
Feel like a news anchor?
The raunchy news reporter? You know what, dude? The first half of this show, like, I felt like kind of stiff. I'm ready to loosen up.
Loosen up?
I'm ready to loosen up.
That means you're drunk.
Buttholes. Huh?
Loosen up your butthole?
Yeah, just for you.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So, first we need to make sure we're recording.
It is recording.
All right. And now there's that. There's but, one. Newsflash. Mm-hmm. I got a story for you, man. It's coming out of Houston.
Uh-huh.
H-Town.
H-Town?
Yep.
Is the guy black?
No. Is that racist, or is that a really good guess?
There's a lot of black people in Houston.
All right. There's a lot of dark people.
There's a lot of dark people down there.
All right. Well, the headline says, Showtime accused of robbery.
Showtime? The cable network, or?
No, the guy that's, on the main guy in this article, is his nickname is Showtime.
It's his nickname.
That's his nickname. He's black. And, well, it shows that on March 26th, there was a home invasion, a robbery.
Mm-hmm.
So, this guy, Showtime, he goes into an apartment. Mm. He knocks on the door, they open the door, he runs in. Him and another guy with guns, and they're trying to rob the place.
Right.
The people in the apartment is a woman with her. I could have sworn I heard somebody knock.
Yeah, they did. But it was on the other door.
Oh.
What? It was a what?
All right. So back to this thing. The article says that this guy Showtime goes into an apartment, and there's a girl with her boyfriend, and then her mother. Right, so it's a guy, his girl, and his mother-in-law.
Right,
and a bunch of kids. Right,
uh-huh.
Like kids from like 5 years old to like babies or whatever.
No, they're probably Mexican.
No, they're Mexican. No, they're black. So they get all the kids in one room.
Right,
and they get the three adults in the freaking restroom,
mm-hmm.
And they're yelling at them like, "Where's the money? We want their money. Where's all the stuff? Whatever." Right.
Right.
And the guys don't, they're like, "We don't have anything," whatever. Mm-hmm. So then, I guess it was a beef with the guy. So they start hitting the guy. They start pistol whipping him and this and that. And then I guess they ran out of things to do. So they told all three of them to mm-hmm. take their clothes off. The mom, the daughter.
Get butt naked.
And the in-law, the daughter's boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
So they get all naked. they got them all there. So now what do you think they're doing? They have three adults naked.
So it's mind pistol you, whipping
the daughter
his penis.
And a mother.
Uh-huh.
So they start beating him up some more. And then they tell him, "Bend over, put your head in the toilet." So he would put his head in the toilet, and they kept flushing the toilet.
So he's giving him a fucking swirly.
But he's naked in front of his girl and his mother-in-law.
So he's butt-ass naked, bent over the toilet.
Butt-ass naked, bent over the toilet.
And he's getting the swirly.
He's getting the swirly.
Okay.
That's fucked up. Then what else do you think these guys did?
Told the girl to touch your boob. I don't know.
They started shoving one of the handguns up his butt. They started sodomizing him with the handgun while he's getting a swirly. I don't know why you're laughing, dude. I feel so bad for this guy.
That sounds so immature. Like, it sounds like twirly.
No, the next part of this story.
So he had the gun in his butt?
He had a gun pointed at him and another gun up his ass. And he's getting a swirly.
And he smelled the gun?
I don't think... They probably made him smell the gun.
He's gonna smell it.
They probably put the gun in his mouth after it was in his ass. Oh, that's the part that got you?
Yeah.
Now you're grossed out.
Yeah.
You're fucking weird.
That's terrible.
They're fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's now, this next part of the story, there's not many details on what exactly happens, but they tell you kind of like what happened.
Mm-hmm.
The next step is they ask the mother-in-law, the girl's mom, to do sexual acts on the guy.
On Showtime?
On the guy getting beat up. So they asked the mom to do sexual acts on her daughter's boyfriend.
Like head?
Well, it says sexual acts, which means she could have jerked him off, gave him head, or had sex with him.
Whoa, so after the swirling and getting the gun in his ass, like he gets laid?
Well,
doesn't sound like a bad night to me.
I'm surprised he had enough fucking oomph to get a hard on after all this shit was happening to
him. You think he could do it? Like, say you're that guy, right?
And am I Showtime or am I the guy getting...
No, okay, I'm Showtime.
Okay.
Put the gun in your butt.
Okay.
And then make you smell it.
Okay.
Do you smell it?
Do you have a gun in my head?
I hit you with it, like, smell it.
You have a gun in my head, I have to do it.
Well, technically I have my gun to your butt right now. Like, you need to smell it now.
I have to do it, you have a gun pointed at me.
Okay. And then,
now, you gotta know, if you're the victim, you have to... See, the thing is, it was two guys. So there's a guy standing there with the gun waiting to shoot him.
Uh-huh.
And the other guy's doing whatever he wants.
Showtime?
Showtime's doing whatever he wants, and his homie has a gun drawn on all three of them.
There's only one guy.
No, it was two guys.
Was it?
Yeah, it was two guys. There's no way that he could have been able to do all this with one gun.
See, look. Okay, I'm Showtime, right? I'm like, look. Sorry, I put the gun in your butt and gave you a swirly. I'm going to have her give you head. Is that cool?
No, that's his mother-in-law. That's his girlfriend.
I'm like, look, I can make her touch my dick or I can make her touch your dick. What do you want to do?
Well, I don't know what the mother-in-law did, but she...
By now, I'm probably getting impatient, probably pissed to whip you again with the butthole
fucking
gun.
Fucking decide.
Well, look, dude. Me or you?
I'll be like, well... It's up to her.
I'm like, well, I did have my eye on her.
And then the mom's like all scared, and for a split second, she's a freak. She's like...
Oh, no shit, because his wife is there.
Yes. It was his mother-in-law. It was his girlfriend's mom.
It'll be weird if, like...
So who do you suck off? The guy that's harming you guys or your daughter's boyfriend?
Wait, what?
So now let's put it on the mom.
Okay.
Okay? There's a gun to your daughter's boyfriend's head. Right?
Right.
And they tell the guy, she either gives me head or she gives you head. And then he says, I'll let the mom decide.
So he's like, I'm not going to touch your funky dick Showtime.
A dick's getting sucked.
Right.
Is it going to be her son-in-law or the guy?
At this point, do we do rock, paper, scissors over who gets it?
Rock, paper, scissors, no. I don't know.
So, okay, so I would guess like she would like, I'd rather suck off my son-in-law. Now, is it weird,
daughter's boyfriend.
Right. So, like, if I'm the guy, I'm like, would you be able to get hard? Would you be able to get a boner? You think you could?
The adrenaline, bro. You're scared. You have a boner.
Oh, I got a fear boner. I'm sorry. It's only weird if you put your head on, you put your hand on top of your head. Then it seems like you're enjoying it a little too much.
And he's like, no, I don't want to get hit on. And then all of a sudden he's like.
Grabs the top of her head.
So he's grabbing the back of her head.
Well, might as well enjoy it.
And then Showtime's just laughing.
He's like, it's Showtime.
It's Showtime. And he's like, you better finish on her face.
I'm like, you know what, Showtime? Take whatever you want.
He starts throwing all his moves. The crossover. Skull crush.
Oh, poor lady.
And then the girlfriend's like, fuck. I never did.
Hey, baby. Like, he had a gun in my... He put a gun in my butt. I deserve a little something.
He deserves something, dude. Well, whatever. They leave. They ended up, like, after they do all that shit to them, they leave.
So they didn't get nothing?
They called the cops. they accuse him. So right now he's honestly he's accused of what is it? He has two charges. One for aggressive robbery and one
that was pretty deadly aggressive.
Weapon, and there's no bond has been set. Like, there's no proof. Like, this is just a story. Like, well, the proof would be in the gun.
Yeah,
they have to go get the CSI and fucking.
If I'm the guy,
pull the fecal matter off the gun.
If I was the guy, I'd be like, you know what, Showtime wasn't actually that bad.
And then
of a
they
guy.
Do a rape kit on the mom,
on her mouth.
Yeah, his DNA's in her mouth.
I'll be like, you know what? That Showtime wasn't. That wasn't. He wasn't a bad guy.
It was more of an HBO.
Yeah, I mean, he put a gun in my butt and made me smell it, but I still had a good time.
It's more of a blowjobo. That's terrible. That's terrible, sir. His wife. Don't know why you felt that story was really funny.
Because it is. It's come on. Fucked up story. Someone walks into your house, puts a gun in your butt, and gives you a fucking twirly. That sounds like immature.
It's really immature. That's fucked up. That's fucking terrifying.
If there's a turd in the toilet, then that is pretty
terrifying. That's where I get shot. That's where I get shot.
He's all sitting on the toilet pointing
fucking
the gun.
Shoot me then.
He's all pointing the gun. Don't you fucking move.
You know when I said, just fucking shoot me then? I thought of Lupe.
What?
Lupe would be like, just fucking shoot me in the head, bro. I'm not fucking doing this. Fucking fat boy. All right. So, on to the next one. Are we over this?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. That sounded like a good time to me. They should change his name to Showtime to Good Time.
Good Time Showtime?
Yeah. That's I wonder why he's Showtime.
All right. So the next story, this news flash, crazy shit goes on around the world. We got a teacher, a Swiss teacher in a Swiss university. Let's just say it's a Cal State.
Cal State.
It's a small school. Mm-hmm. So this professor, it's a business school. And I think he's teaching like some sort of like math class or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big classroom, so they have a big whiteboard, right?
Mm-hmm.
So onto his laptop, he has a projector hooked up,
mm-hmm.
right? So whatever is on his laptop shows up on the big screen.
Yeah.
And the class can see what he's doing and take their notes and this and that.
Right.
So he's going over this big presentation. He's getting all their attention and
mm-hmm.
they're writing down notes and this and that. So he's like, all right, go on with your assignment. You guys got like 30 minutes to check out your assignment.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So all these are all grown adults in the classroom, like, you know, late teens, early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all going fast to work on what they're doing. The professor does not realize that the projector is still hooked up to his laptop.
Oh, okay.
Right? So what do you think happens?
My mind's in the gutter, so my mind automatically goes to porn.
Absolutely.
Can you not yawn when
absolutely.
We're doing our show?
Absolutely. It was porn. It was porn.
It was porn?
It was porn, dude. He literally, he's like going through his emails and this and that, and then he looks up a porn website. So what do you think the students did?
I don't know. If I'm sitting in the crowd, like, I'm just kind of chuckling to myself, hitting them, like.
These students are smart, dude.
Hmm.
You know what they did?
What did they do?
Nothing. They stayed quiet. And they saw the shit he was doing.
So they're just like...
They're like, let's say there's this guy, he's doing his paperwork, he's just writing away.
Hmm.
And then some guy taps him on the shoulder. And he points up, and he looks up, this big naked girl with her vagina wide open.
Yeah.
And he's like... And he just giggles, but he stays quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So that the professor doesn't know that they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going through all the porn pictures and videos and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
So the students started taking pictures.
Oh.
They started taking pictures of the wall, of the whatever was on the projector, and the professor.
Damn.
So they started posting it on Instagram online. Wait,
if you're the teacher, are you embarrassed? Like,
no, you don't know anything. The professor does not know anything.
That's balls. Is he looking at porn in front of the students like that?
People start posting it up like, oh shit, my fucking math teacher's while looking at porn. And none of us are telling them, but we all know it.
Now, if I'm the teacher, like... Okay, go ahead.
This shit goes viral.
Uh-huh.
First, everybody in all the students in the school know.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as all the students know, who knows after that? The faculty.
Yeah, I was going to say the faculty.
Faculty knows. Parents know. They make a big thing out of it. Like, it became viral. Like, this fucking guy's looking at porn in front of all these students.
It became viral, like, while he was doing it?
In Switzerland, yeah.
While he was doing it,
though. No, well, like, within minutes. Like, everybody left. He didn't find out till the next day. The next day he came to school and they put him aside and they showed him all these pictures. Uh-huh. Like, hey, all your students took pictures of you looking at a fucking naked girl.
If I'm the guy, the only thing, like, if besides my boss telling me, like, hey, the kids caught you looking at porn, the only thing that I would be terrified, the only thing that would go through my mind is, like, what the fuck was I looking at that time?
Oh, well, this article says he was looking at amputee porn.
He was looking at amputee porn.
I don't know what the fuck that means, but he was looking at that, dude.
You don't know what amputee porn is?
Well, I'm guessing it's like a guy without a leg or a girl without an arm or something.
Yeah.
That's weird.
You ever hear the amputee joke?
What? Well, don't laugh before you say it.
There's an amputee patient, right? Mm-hmm. She has no arms, legs, and no arms, no legs. Yeah, she's a quadruple.
What else? What else could she not have?
I don't know. She don't have no arms or legs. She's amputee.
Just a mouth.
Yeah. So she goes up to... She rolls... Or I don't know how...
She moves her whole nub body over.
Yeah. She does the whole like... what is it?
Mr. Potato. She's just
the Mr. Reeve blows in the thing. Rolls up to this guy.
Okay.
And she tells the guy, I want you to fuck me. So he takes her to the beach, throws her in the water and says, there, now you're fucked.
He could have just put her in a tub or a fucking... bucket of water.
You never heard that joke?
No. That's fucked up.
And I stole that.
Got a trash can filled up with water, throw her in there.
Now you're fucked.
Now you're fucked. So it goes viral. The next day he comes to work and he's confronted by the director, the principal. Uh-huh. And he's just like, what do you got to say for yourself? And he's just like, fuck. Like, I'm sorry. I apologize. Mm. He didn't get fired.
No?
Mm-hmm. Kept his job.
He's gonna be the weird fucking teacher though.
No, he just has to live with it. Everybody, the students made fun of him, and then because they're all adults. Uh-huh. I guess that is weird, amputee porn. But none of his students said they were offended by it. Hmm. They just thought it was funny.
Well, because everybody looks at porn.
Yeah, but like
just not on the job.
Not at work, dude. Ah! Well, you have special circumstances. You could be a fucking pervert by yourself for hours on end.
Yeah,
but other people that work with, because you work by yourself, mm-hmm. so you could do whatever the fuck you want. But if you have coworkers, you can't be doing that shit, dude. I'm sure you look at porn at least 3 times a day at work. Minimum.
You underestimate.
That's after you clock in. That's after your lunch and
I have my earphones in, dude. So I'm listening to porn.
You're fucking dumb, dude.
Okay, the only thing I could even remotely kind of relate to that is when you open your phone and the last thing that you were looking at was porn. And then mm-hmm. somebody's standing next to you, they see, oh, this motherfucker was just looking at porn. That's the only thing I could probably relate
to. At work, a lot of people look at my cell phone. Uh-huh. And sometimes I get stupid pictures from my friends. Uh-huh. And like, let's say I look at it and I'm like, these idiots, and I close it. Mm. And then my friend's like, oh, look up at the score. And he's standing right next to me. And I open my phone, it's a picture of like a naked girl or like a girl sucking a banana that looks like a dick. Well, whatever it is, dude. And I'm just like, and my friends just look at me like, and I'm like, it's not me, man. They just sent it to me. I swear.
I don't. I'm like, oh, sorry.
You're looking at amputee porn? Did you look it up?
I
did you go online last night and look up amputee porn?
No.
Why not?
I looked it up way before that.
As soon as I heard it existed, I looked it up.
Ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, you said you wanted to bring something up at the end.
Oh, so people can hit us up at our
email, uneducatedhumor@gmail.com.
Yeah. So I'm trying to make this show more listener friendly. Mm-hmm. Get people to, because I want people to feel like they can send their shit into us.
Send us stories,
comments, feedback, backhanded topics. Compliments, everything. Mm-hmm. I did get some questions. Not that many, just a few. Body dysmorphia, Trevante Jaramillo. He said, "I have body dysmorphia. Should I kill myself? If you don't look like me, then yeah."
What kind of body dysmorphia? Didn't say
body dysmorphia.
Well, there could be like really attractive people that think they're ugly,
like me.
Yeah, you have body dysmorphia.
Like your kind. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm a 4, and I walk around like I'm a 10.
So you have the opposite of body dysmorphia. Yeah. You're fucking ugly, but you think you're pretty.
Why ugly? Fuck, bro, that's harsh.
You're the second ugliest friend I have.
Who's the first?
Lupe.
Yeah. But who's 3? I feel special because I'm making it in the top two. Thank you. You're just feeding my ego.
Body dysmorphia? No, don't kill yourself. Fucking yeah. Go get help, you weirdo.
Yeah. So just go to POF. There's a bunch of girls
there's
on
there. There's a bunch of body dysmorphia girls in there.
Yeah.
Just look at them and feel better about yourself.
Yeah. This guy, Arturo Mendez, mm-hmm. wants to know how big your weenie is.
Are you Melendez?
Arturo Mendez wants to know how big your dick is. And can you whip it out?
Arturo?
Yeah, Arturo Mendez.
Are you just making that up right now?
Yeah. Tell me how big it is, Chance.
It's a foot long.
It's a foot long?
It's a foot long.
I think you're lying.
I'm lying?
Yeah, you're lying.
How big is it then?
Solid 4.
A solid 4?
Yeah, you can't be
bigger. Solid? Then that sounds like
can't it's be a bigger than me. You're not. No.
You're a solid 5?
I'm a solid 4.
You're a solid. You're a
4 and a half.
4 and a quarter.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm a 4. If you're a 4 and a quarter, I'm a 4.
You're 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fucking
I'm all 4 skin.
If I get circumcised, I'm 2.
What was the other question? Oh. This girl asked me, is it normal for a guy to, like, you're in a relationship, boyfriend or girlfriend, is it normal, do guys check out other girls?
Yes.
That's a really stupid question, right?
Yeah.
We're human, and girls look at other dudes.
Yeah. You check out girls and guys, so.
Who?
You.
What?
Okay. You're like, I'm a 4, he's at least a 6.
Is that gay, though?
Okay, what was the question?
Is that gay? That was my question. No, do guys, like, guys in relationships, do they check out other girls?
Yes.
Of course they do.
So where's the question?
Is that normal?
Yes, look, that's a fact.
Yeah. My thing is, yes. It's disrespectful to do it in front of her, but, like, if I'm chilling with you...
Not disrespectful to do it in front of her.
No, if it's obvious. She checks out if guys, it's obvious.
Then fucking make a point out of it. Be like, man, that girl's really pretty.
Wait, what?
Just throw it out there. If you're
the girl or the guy.
If you get caught checking out a girl, acknowledge the fact that you got caught. Like, oh, that girl's fucking pretty. Or check that girl's ass. Or look at the girl's boobs. Hey, baby, look at that girl's boobs.
You're the guy saying that?
Yeah. Look, the most recent example I can show you this is I went to a wedding like a month ago or whatever, right? Uh-huh. And one of the bridesmaids had enormous knockers, giant knockers, right?
Mm.
And I'm hanging out with the couple, and the girl says,
"What's like, information?"
The girl, man. The girl tells her boyfriend, "Hey, honey, that girl has huge knockers. How you like them?" And she has little tits. So she's in a way putting herself down, but still acknowledging.
The girl said that, or the guy said that?
The girl told that to the boyfriend.
Oh, you're saying to the girl should...
Like, if you're going to check out something and you think you're going to get caught or you get caught up, acknowledge it.
No.
And no? Okay, no. Just get caught and don't say anything.
No, just be like, look, like... No, that's not what you do.
I'm talking about when you get caught. When you get caught, just don't say anything. Just stay quiet. You're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, and then just be like, just bitch, be like, you're crazy.
I'm an asshole, so I'm going to stay quiet.
Yeah.
No.
I'm a girl.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a chick.
Yeah.
You're being a chick.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot am I?
Huh?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot am I? I'm a girl.
As a girl?
Yeah.
You're a fucking negative 5.
Whoa. That's pretty harsh.
Well, you look like your mom.
You saying my mom's ugly?
She's a negative 5.
That's fucked up, because I do some dirty shit to your mama.
Oh, God. Thank God he said that. I thought you were going to say this to your own mom. That was
why
weird.
Would I do some weird... That's I don't like know, making love to myself.
Your mom?
You're fucking crazy. So you like, oh, baby, look... Like, I have no tits.
Make a joke out of it, a comment out of it.
No. You don't do that.
You don't do that.
How many relationships have you been in?
Not that many. I've never been in one where I can be comfortable enough to say it like that. But I feel that I would be comfortable enough to...
The girl's like, ha! And then she's going to punch you in your dick while you're asleep.
If you say it in a way... Because it's all about the way you say it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, I've said that several times on here. Uh-huh. It's all about how you say things.
I'm a perfect gentleman, bro. I don't check out other girls.
No. So you've never gotten caught checking out a girl?
No.
Never.
When I'm with my lady, I don't... No, I swear to God. When you're with your lady. Yeah.
All right.
I'm a gentleman like that. How's that
worked out for you? Exactly.
I've caught my girl checking out
other people. Exactly. I've caught her checking out. It hasn't worked out for you.
Like, I've seen her, like, her eyes just dark. I'm like, come on.
You're dumb.
Yeah. But no, you don't acknowledge it. You're just like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You just keep it to yourself?
Yeah.
You're crazy. I wasn't checking her out.
Yeah.
No. Bitches be crazy.
I don't agree.
Well, hopefully we get some feedback on that.
Yeah.
And there was another one. I forgot what it was.
It wasn't important.
No, it wasn't. It was a question about me, but I honestly don't remember.
All right, everybody. So like Arnold said, get at us, uneducatedhumor@gmail.com. We got our Facebook page. I think that's where we're at right now. Just that. Podomatic. We're there. Google us. We should be one of the first ones. If you want some of this.
Sorry about the wait, guys.
Fuck you. Sorry about the wait.
Tench was in Mexico watching donkey shows.
Fuck yeah. I'll take the blame for this one. My dick, I'll take the blame for this one. If you want the podcast sooner, pay for it.
What?
If you want the podcast on the regular, you got to pay for it. It's a free podcast, bro.
How do you even pay for it? I don't even have an account set up.
You can pay us with fucking nudie pics and food.
Somebody send you a dick pic and make you a sandwich?
Whatever. As long as I get to eat something.
Hey, seriously, follow us on fucking Facebook. Fuck Twitter. Twitter sucks balls. I can't be funny in 140 characters. Go to Facebook. I'm pretty hilarious. You know how many likes I got today? 5.
You're fucking awesome, dude.
That's pretty dope. So, we're...
For Uneducated Humor, this is Chench.
This is Arnold.
Suck it easy, bitches.
And you two motherfuckers need Jesus.
What is that? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Everyone can eat shit!